Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Niccolò Comotti, but probably for today we should temporarily baptize a Frederick Wiseman Radio. Thank you, just for your honor.
That's very generous.
You're here with your latest brilliant film that I had the pleasure to watch, Ex Libris. I was actually thinking while watching the film, what could have been, what could have been the Ex Libris kind of motto to put on the, inside the cover of the book. And maybe I was thinking the manner with which we make things describes us, which comes a bit at the end.
Yeah,
what do you
right.
think? Did you like the pick or something else?
Yeah. Well, it describes us certainly in part. The talk at the end of the film is, mm-hmm. In a sense, summarizes some of the themes of the film.
And the themes, that's also something that I always wanted to ask, well, probably for all your films, but the process with which you kind of create the thread of themes, through your films. Do you have almost like a graphic method that you do, like whilst having the things, and so I imagine some vectors running around like a piece of paper, or like you just follow maybe themes within?
No, it's all in my head.
Right.
No, other than making a list of the order of the sequences a provisional order, there's nothing, whatever graphic takes place inside my head. But I work very hard on the structure, and I don't really start in on the structure until I've edited all the sequences that I think I might use into close to final form. And the structure emerges as a consequence of the rest of the editing. I can't do structure in the abstract. I have to do structure as a process of trial and error. And in order to create the structure, I have to feel that I understand what's going on in the sequences and that I've edited them into final form.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not until I've edited all the sequences that I think I might use in a close to final form that I begin to work on the structure.
And perhaps, talking also about the structure, you have, as you said, some recurring themes and leitmotif. And another one, maybe because also was kind of touching me directly as a European, was that little sentence pronounced by one of the, in one of the panels in the New York Public Library, that it says, "We feed the wolves and we starve the shepherds," which I found, we feed the wolves and we starve the shepherds.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was one of the, in first part of the film about European colonialism as well and the effect of European colonialism.
Yeah, right.
But I found it an incredible, we're talking about a Europe public library, we're talking about knowledge, human knowledge as well, and I found it a brilliant way to actually put what is going in today's way of making information, of creating information, that we're actually feeding wolves and not really we're starving the shepherds. There was always this sort of weird parallelism in your mind as well when you were creating this patchwork of themes and descriptions of York?
Sure. Well, I think any film, but it's true of any film, but I'm very conscious of the fact when I'm editing the film of the relationship between the literal and the abstract.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's the literal aspect, who says what to whom, what's the content of the talk, but then there's the abstract aspect. What's being suggested by the talk or by the nature of the encounters? And the real film is where the literal and the abstract meet. And there are always these two paths that are parallel but joined.
All in all as well, throughout the film, I had this kind of sensation of there was something tangible in what the New York Public Library represents, something like material. And I almost gathered as if it was the human side of it, the information and knowledge that always goes through the filter of humanity, as opposed, for example, in internet's way of information, which is always through algorithms or a sort of very cold establishment of things that relate to each other. I don't know if it's something it was a sort of eulogy of New York Public Library, something that is still very old and innate.
Well, I hope it's not a eulogy, because a eulogy suggests that it's dead.
That's true. that's the problem as well that we face with not probably New York with a library, but with many libraries in the world. You probably can pinpoint it as closures and closures and shutting downs pretty much all over the place.
Well, the New York Library, because it's converted, not converted, but because it has this concern about helping people, particularly mm-hmm. helping poor and immigrant people, that it has a whole, I mean, over the last 10 years or so, developed a whole additional life. I don't think its archives or its collections are going to be any less important, even to the extent that mm-hmm. they're digitalized. But I think really what you're referring to is the dedication of the library as an institution to have as a goal to help people. And that is particularly striking in an age of Trump, mm-hmm. because the library is the anti-Trump. And the library represents everything that he neither understands nor and everything that he detests.
There's so much hope in this film, so it was beautiful. But probably if I have to finish with one little thing, it's just that it was so beautiful to hear the idea of like dodging the rules in favor of people, as for example in the homelessness bit. I just wanted to just mention it because it was so beautiful and humane. Mm. So thank you so much anyway.
Thank you
for this film.
Thanks.
Time is up, but you know, I had so much, but it's my honor anyway.
Good. Thank you.
Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.